This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch told a Senate panel that politics will not sway his decision on the court.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee praise Gorsuch conservative judicial philosophy, while Democrats voice concerns that he would solidify what they view as the Supreme Court's pro-corporate leanings. The United States issued an emergency order Tuesday banning passengers from carrying large electronics on planes flying directly to the U.S. from 10 Middle Eastern airports. One former Jordanian aviation official supports that ban.
As a security expert, I think it's a right decision to have one less headache to be concerned in security-wise related to aviation. So I support that decision to have all electrical devices on the luggage, not on board.
The U.S. State Department confirmed Tuesday that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will not attend the NATO summit in Brussels in April. He will, however, be traveling to Italy and Russia the same month for a meeting of the G7. Tillerson will miss what would have been his first meeting with the 28 NATO allies to attend President Donald Trump's meeting with Chinese counterparts. U.S. President Donald Trump went to Capitol Hill today to urge Republicans in the House of Representatives to back a key vote Thursday to repeal the national health care law championed by Barack Obama. House Speaker Paul Ryan echoed the importance of the vote following the meeting with Mr. Trump.
The President of the United States came to us and said, we all made a promise to the American people, and we need to keep our promises. Everybody running for Congress in the House, everybody running for Senate, the President himself said to the American people, you give us this chance, this responsibility, this opportunity, with a Republican President, with a Republican Senate, and a Republican House, and we will repeal and replace Obamacare. We made a promise. Now is our time to keep that promise. And we keep our promise, and the people will reward us. If we don't keep our promise, it will be very hard to manage this.
Mr. Trump wooed lawmakers who have been reluctant to support his plan. Some non-lawmakers not committed to the bill expressed concern that replacing Obamacare would leave too many poor people without health insurance. At least five people were killed in the Somali capital Tuesday when a car bomb exploded outside a security checkpoint near the presidential palace. Spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Air Administration said a minibus filled with explosives blew up at the checkpoint in front of the Somali National Theater. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but militant group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, has carried out numerous bombings and shooting raids in Mogadishu. The checkpoint is one of several on the roads leading to the heavily guarded presidential palace. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye underwent questioning Tuesday in the corruption scandal that forced her from office earlier this month. Park could face extortion, bribery, and other criminal charges. She's denied any wrongdoing. South Korea will vote for a new president on May 9th. The 27 remaining members of the European Union will hold a special summit next month to create a plan for negotiating with Britain about the country's exit. President Donald Tusk's announcement comes a day after Britain said it would trigger proceedings for its departure from the Union on March 29th. Once Britain triggers its departure from the EU next week, the two sides will have until March 2019 to agree on terms of the separation and come up with a new trade deal. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing a Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.